Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi forces say they're preparing to enter the city of Mosul 2 weeks after launching an offensive to retake it from Islamic State defenders. Iraqi special forces entered the last village in front of the city's eastern edge Monday. They now stand a few hundred meters from the city's limits. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook said U.S. officials are pleased with the progress made.
We have seen reports from Iraqi forces that they are in some places less than a kilometer from Mosul itself. While distance is not the best measure of the fight ahead and the coalition is prepared for difficult fighting ahead, there is no question that counter-ISIL forces continue to have the momentum in this fight.
The Pentagon estimates as many as 7,500 IS fighters could be defending the city. Cook said mass civilian displacements have not yet occurred.
There have been people, displaced people, who have left some of these villages, for example, and been able to go to some of these UN aid centers. They haven't been as big in numbers as some initially thought might happen.
He said the U.S. continues to keep pressure on IS fighters in their last regional stronghold of Raqqa in Syria. He said the objective is to maintain that pressure, isolate the city, and eventually defeat its IS defenders. France Monday formally ended its peacekeeping mission in Central African Republic, a 3-year mission to stabilize the country riven by sectarian violence since a 2012 coup.
L'opération militaire Sangaris s'arrête, mais la présence de la France ne s'arrête pas.
French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said the French presence is not ending. French troops are still part of the 12,000-strong UN MINUSCA peacekeeping force. And the French, he said, would continue providing training and support to the CAR's armed forces. Tensions persist. Last week, clashes between militia killed at least 25 people. This is VOA News. The UN humanitarian chief has warned the UN Security Council that war-torn Yemen is a step away from famine. Stephen O'Brien saying more than 21 million Yemenis, 80% of the population, are in need of some form of assistance. He spoke by phone from Bahrain.
The parties, their proxies, and those with influence over them, namely the Yemeni government, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the regional Gulf nations and the Gulf Cooperation Council, the United States of America, the United Kingdom, and other Western partners of KSA all have key roles and influence, as do the Houthi authorities, the former President Saleh and his supporters, and Iran. They can arrest this war and this suffering.
UN Special Envoy Ismail Uld Sheikh Ahmed told the Council he's heading back to the region after both sides rejected his latest peace offer. In the embattled Syrian city Aleppo, reports indicate a rebel effort to end the siege by government forces slowed Monday after launching a fierce counterattack Friday. Regime forces Monday vowed to repel the rebel attack on western Aleppo. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has extended the investigation of chemical attacks in Syria another 18 days, as negotiations continue to extend the inquiry for a full year. Venezuela's embattled government and opposition have agreed to hold Vatican-mediated talks on their deepening political crisis. Both sides pledged to create commissions to address the crippled economy, electoral schedule, human rights, and the rule of law.
Creo que este proceso de diálogo por
President Nicolas Maduro said the process of dialogue for peace must go forward in the common interest of the country, and he hopes for good results. The Venezuelan leader met with Thomas Shannon, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, Monday, as Washington continues to support the dialogue. Georgia's ruling Dream Party has won a decisive second round of parliamentary elections, giving it 115 seats, more than 75% of the seats in parliament in a ballot held Sunday. Prime Minister Georgi Kivirskashvili said he'll use the mandate to prevent others from adjusting the constitution to suit one particular group. Georgian Dream, which came to power in 2012, is mostly pro-Western but also favors closer ties with Russia. In Italy, plans are being put in place to help some 15,000 living in temporary accommodation following Sunday's major earthquake. The 6.6 magnitude quake, the sharpest since 1980, caused injuries and damage, but no fatalities. Chinese manufacturing activity in October expanded at the fastest pace in more than 2 years, a possible sign the world's second biggest economy is stabilizing. The official Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, stood at 51.2 last month. It was 50.4 in September. Strong government spending and record bank lending and a healthy property market are keeping the economy going. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of OA.